Marcus Sahaba, online radio, broadcasting to South Africa and all over the world.
من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, from various parts of the world, millions of people are moving in the direction of the Haramain Sharifain for the annual pilgrimage, the Hajj. Hence our topic today is Tarikhul Haramain Sharifain, the history of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. When one studies the noble Quran, we will find there are various names utilized for Makkah Mukarramah. The first one, Makkah. What is the meaning of Makkah? Bibatni Makkata. Every one of us, wherever we are Master Somebody. I'm a trustee, I'm an imam, I'm a sheikh, I'm a millionaire, billionaire. So we all feel we are somebody. When we come to Makkah Mukarramah, we are Master Nobody. And you can see when we're in Ihram, then we all feel so insignificant. So that is Makkah. It crushes and breaks all our status, all our so-called rank. And now we come back down to earth. Second name, Inna awwala bayti yuhdiya lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata. What is the meaning of Bakkah? Bakkah means to cry. We all know we only go for Umrah and Hajj. With the intention of all, with the decree of Almighty Allah, we make the intention, but the decree comes from Almighty Allah. The invitation comes from Almighty Allah. Hence, when we stand and look at the Baytullah, then automatically you will find the tears are rolling down. Ya Allah, I am so committed so many vices, guilty of so many vices, and there are no mitigating circumstances. Yet you extended this invitation to me. So that is the mercy and benevolence and grace of Almighty Allah. Third one, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. And that is the city of peace. Daytime, nighttime, you see our mothers, sisters, they just go and perform the tawaf. Remember, they feel so comfortable and so safe there. The safest place on this earth. And that is again the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every person when he enters Makkah and the Haram Sharif, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, you drive your BMW M3, so M3, three M's, three memes, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa. That constitutes the Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. So remember that once you are in the Haram, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. You are in a place of safety and security. Fourth one, in our own homes, when our honorable mother is alive, the entire family rallies around her. Ghar ki nurani batti ma hai. So she is the lamp and the radiance of that house. So Makkah Mukarrama litunzira ummal qura, the mother of all towns and cities. That is Makkah Mukarrama. Wherever we are, on the plane, on the train, on the land, on the sand, we have to face Makkah Mukarramah when we perform our salat. The last name, Laraduka ila ma'ad. We go to this country, that country, we travel to various countries with Allah's help, but we keep on making dua. Ya Allah, take me back to Haramain Sharifain. Take me back to Makkah, Ma'at. The place a person wants to return time and time again. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابًا. Masaba means that it has that magnetic impact and we want to go back there time and time again. So five names are mentioned from Makkah in the Noble Quran. What is the history of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa? First it was built by the Malaika, thereafter by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And then a long period passed, and then we find the building was in the ruins, but the foundation was there, as enshrined in the Noble Quran. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Father and son, Allah Jalla Wala selected them for this mammoth task. You go, O father and son, and reconstruct this Baytullah. Father was the main personality, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, and the assistant was his beloved son, Nabi Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salam. And then time progressed. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again we find that the building, everything was very, very weak and so forth, almost crumbling. So the Quraysh took a decision. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Umar Mubarak, age Mubarak, was 25 years old, and then they reconstructed the Baytullah. They took upon themselves the decision, only halal money will be used. No gambling money, no haram money. So they built the Baytullah, but they did not have halal money, halal funds. So you see the Hatim, the semicircle, now is much bigger. That time was very small. So all that is part of the Baytullah. Because of that, from that time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, time progressed, but the heart's desire of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that there should be two doors for the Baytullah. One for Dukhul. If you look at the directions of the Kaaba, so let's get that right. So where the Hatim is, that is the northern direction. And where Hajar al-Aswad and Rukn al-Yamani is, so that is the southern direction. Where the golden door is, so that is the eastern direction, and the other wall is the western direction. So nevertheless, where eastern direction, where the golden gate is, golden door is, so they left it high and one door only. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart's desire was two doors, one on the eastern side, one on the western side. And it should be low, one for dukhul and entry, and one for khuruj, for exit. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, no, I will not change it because qawmuki, your people, are new Muslim. And then there will be fear that they will, you know, they will start commenting and making some remarks and so forth, so leave it. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was martyred in the year 73, when he was in charge of Makkah Mukarramah, so he reconstructed the Baytullah with two doors. And both doors were low, meaning by the eastern side and the western side. Therefore, if you look at the Kaaba Musharrafa properly, from the western side, you will see the alignment of the bricks, of the blocks, are not 100%. One is up, one is low. So all that was to show that once upon a time, there was a door there on the western side of the Kaaba Musharrafa. And that was by Abdullah bin Zubair. Then time came of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He again brought it to one door. Time of Harun Rashid during the Abbasid dynasty, he wanted to change it. Each one of us should read two rakat salat for the Sahaba and Tabi'in and the great Imams. Ya Allah, what khidmat they made and service they rendered. Imam Malik, Imam Udar al-Hijrah, passed the verdict and said to Harun Rashid, it's not acceptable for you rulers and kings that now every person come, you want to play with the Kaaba, one want to put one door, one want to put two door, just leave it as is. Subhanallah, from that time, Imam Malik's time, Khalif Harun Rashid's time till today, the Kaaba Musharrafa remains just like that. Yes, as time went on, there were some minor renovations done and so forth, but the Kaaba remains intact like that. Let's take two, three issues that are near the Kaaba Musharrafa. Number one, The Kiswa of the Kaaba, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba, when did this start? It started in time of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. But it was not black. People would bring small pieces of cloth and just place it on the Kaaba Musharrafa. When the Abbasides came into power, their official color was black. And that is how you find from that time till now, you have the Kiswa. And all of you are going for Hajj. If you're leaving now, this week, next week, just outside Makkah Mukarrama, then you will find a place, Masna'ul Kiswa. So if you go there, inshallah, they'll allow you to show you how the Kiswa is manufactured, how the ghilaf is manufactured. If you went in the 60s, 70s, they would show you the whole year it would take them to manufacture the ghilaf. But nowadays, a lot of machines are used, so quickly it's done. So every year, today is the 9th of Zulqa'dah. 1 month's time, 9th of Zilhijjah, when the Hujjaj are going to Arafat, the team comes in after sunrise and they bring the 5 pieces of the Kiswa. One for each wall and then for the golden door on the eastern side of the Kaaba. So 20, 25 million Saudi riyals are used for that. A genuine silk, genuine gold and so forth. And then they open the Kaaba and then they go up and so forth. So that is a brief history of the Kiswa. If you want the history of Hajar-e-Aswad is a stone Mubarak that came from Jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi, whitish in color, وَإِنَّمَا سَوَّدَتُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And we find that our sins, remember, have made it change color. How our heart changes color when we commit vices and sin. So similarly, the Kaaba Musharrafa where the Hajar-e-Aswad is. I don't know how many of you ever got a real chance to study Hajar-e-Aswad. Today the crowd is so big, people just is anywhere. If you study Hajar-e-Aswad, remember it's like 8 pearls, small pieces. It was a stone, we need to know our history. They were a deviant group and they were called the Karamita. When they realized they're going to lose the power, they took out the Hajar-e-Aswad and they ran away with it. For 22 years, listen carefully, 22 years there was no Hajar-e-Aswad. They smashed it to pieces, then the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they retrieved the pieces that were broken and then the 8 pieces were put back in its original place. This is one of the greatest distinction of Hujjaj Baytillah. You're going for Hajj, Allah take all of us from Makkah, Medina, Majlul Aqsa as well. So when you kiss, that you can say, Wallahi, the lips Mubarak of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched that very stone which ordinary sinners and transgressors like me and you are touching. That is one of the greatest virtues of kissing the Hajar-e-Aswad. But you must kiss one of those 8 pearls that are there, then you have kissed the right place there. And then you come to Maqam Ibrahim, you know when you are putting up a structure, so you need scaffolding. So that was like a scaffolding. Subhanallah, look at Abu Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's contribution. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when this Hajar-e-Aswad, mulasiqan bil bayt, it was attached to the Baytullah. He was Khalifa for 10 years. He saw it was becoming an impediment for the people performing tawaf. So he moved it back to where we see it now. This is called the Awwaliyat Umar, the reforms that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought. So briefly, I just covered the most important and then Zamzam. From time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, biwadin ghayri thi zar'in, a place where no vegetation, no habitation. He cried to Allah, that faj'al af'idatan minan nasi tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minas sama. Ya Allah, give them. The first thing Allah blessed them was with ma'u zamzam bir-e zamzam. So zamzam does not mean stop, as we learned when we were very young in madrasa. Zamzam means al-ma'ul kaseer, abundant water. That is the meaning of zamzam. Great incidents took place regarding zamzam. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, because he was 2 years old and his mother brought him from Gaza, he was born in Gaza and then he studied there and grew up in Makkah. So every day he was drinking Zamzam. He said, Ya Allah, bless me with profound knowledge. He became the giant of his time. Ya Allah, make me a master Rami. Today if you speak of Rami, people will think of cards and all that. So he said, master marksman, he writes himself, he says that when I used to shoot the arrow 9 times out of 10, I would hit the target. He said, Barakat of Zamzam dua. And third, Ya Allah, take me to Jannatul Firdaus. That also happened. So imagine which type of du'as they used to make. Let me take you to Medina Munawwara. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, that time already the Jews were there, and some of the munafiqeen and hypocrites were there. And they were people who outwardly said they are Muslim, but their heart was devoid of Iman and Islam. Nevertheless, the first thing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was to build a masjid, Masjid Quba. The first block by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When they came to Medina Munawwara, the central portion, so first thing after settling by the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, they Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, with the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own Mubarak hands, they built Masjid An-Nabawi. If you go today and you come from Babu Salam, the door number one, you know nowadays the whole 6-7 serfs in front are empty. There's no imam at nothing taking place. When you enter from that door, and if you can read Arabic, you will see the pillars, about 10-20 pillars, all got it there. Hada haddu masjidin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the boundary of the masjid during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that will give you an idea of the length and breadth of the masjid. Secondly, let me take you now, I have about 10 minutes left or so. Quickly, I want to show you two important things which very few Muslims really, it just remains a dream for majority, 99% of the Muslim. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for all of us. What is inside the Kaaba Musharrafah? You see, when you go to the Kaaba Musharrafah, Baytullah, in the olden days, you had portfolios. Siqaya, the people in charge of giving the Zamzam water. So even today, if you can read Arabic, you will see Suqya Zamzam. Rifada, the people in charge of giving the food to the pilgrims. There was no charging and everything. It was an honor for them to serve the Hujjaj. So that's Rifada. The person in charge of the keys of the Baytullah. Listen to this incident. These are the keys of Baytullah, for example. So when Fateh Makkah takes place, Ramadan, 21st Ramadan, 10,000 Sahaba came, Makkah, Kaaba has still got 360 idols, Ja'a al-Haqq wa zaqa al-Batil, the idols are all smashed and blasted to smotherings. And now Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to enter Kaaba Musharrafah. Sayyidina Bilal is on top of the Kaaba to render the adhan. The Arabs are looking, the African who we tortured, persecuted, we are sitting, he's on top. That is what tu'izzu man tasha, what tu'zillu man tasha. Sahaba took the keys away from the non-Muslim. Why is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah reveals the verse. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. O you Muslims, return the keys to the rightful owners. Subhanallah. We just conquered Makkah. We inside the Kaaba. We got the keys. But Allah says, give the key back. The non-Muslim got a shock. He said, better I embrace Islam. See what Islam does. Mustafa sallallahu, the people in charge of the keys of the Kaaba, that portfolio you call Sidana. If you go to Durban now this past week, they had the, for you, I'm just telling you this because you can remember, then others you'll forget. So, the Sardin run. You know in Durban, South Coast, Sardin. The person who had the keys of the Kaaba, even today, is called Sardin Baytullah. The doorkeeper, key keeper of the Baytullah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, give it to them. The Banu Shaiba family. 8th year of the Hijrah, 1440 today, 1432 years, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, Khalidatan talidatan ya bani Shayba, the keys of the Kaaba will stay in your progeny, and no ruler has the right to take it from you. Whosoever does that, Allah will decimate and destroy them. Subhanallah. See the miracles of the Baytullah. He embraced Islam and till now. So you meet them. So when you go inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, you will find that there are three pillars there. If you enter, so it's the only place in the world, any direction inside the Kaaba, you can read Salat. This way, that way, anyway. If you enter straight, there's a slight mark there, that you will see that is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the two rakat Salat. And everywhere the walls and the tiles and at the bottom, everywhere is just tiles. And they got one small like a table there. So that is the Banu Shayba are still in charge, alhamdulillah. So that is what you will see inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. You must never lose hope. When you look at Kaaba, cry to Allah, Allahumma adkhilna fi baytika ya Rabb. Ya Allah, admit me also inside the Baytullah. Allah accepts anybody's dua, brother. Let's go to Madinah Munawwara, where we stand. You must pay attention to what I'm telling you. Where we stand and we offer the salat and salam, and we say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. What is inside? So let's go from outside and take you towards inside. You see, the problem is what? The Muslim of today, I just translated the khutbah of Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi now from Maulana Muhammad Ridwan's house. He mentioned the same thing. He said the problem today is people today have gone so far from Islam that whatever our so-called intelligence, intellect thinks, we think that is right. So whenever reason and revelation are at odds with one another, there's a conflict. You must give revelation preference. Naqal and aqal. So revelation must be given preference. Allah chooses who He wants. Now listen. The year 888 Hijrah. We're speaking of more than 550 years ago. Almighty Allah selected Sultan Qatibai. He rebuilt Masjid Nabawi. Portions of Masjid Nabawi were burnt. Allah Jalla Wala chose him. That big green fence you see right around. Now, that fence was erected, established more than 550 years. Imagine. Go further inside. And what will you notice? We can't see all these things. You will see a green curtain. So if you look inside, that green curtain is manufactured in same Masnaul Kiswa, where every year they change the ghilaf of the Kaaba. So yeah, it is removed, the green curtain, the Sataratul Khadra, we call in Arabic, every 5 years. But it's manufactured in the same place, there outside Makkah Mukarrama. Then remember, you will see that there is a steel wall. How did the steel wall come? All directions. There was a person, his name, Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. Nuruddin Zanki is in Syria. One day he see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, in a very, very pensive, you know, The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very worried. Oh, Nuruddin, do something. And he showed him two people. Nuruddin Zangi, same night, made Mashura, left, came to Madinah Munawwara, and said, all the men, we're giving them da'wat. When they came, he could not see those two people. He said, who's left? They said, there's two buzruks. Today we are also. We say, this one is buzruk, you know. But sometime they turn out to be bushkruks also. So you must remember that. So anyway, they said, these two buzruks know that they don't accept. They call them here. When they were summoned, he said, these are the two culprits. Where you stay? What you doing? So they went. Initially, he could not see anything. He started moving things around. They were digging a tunnel, Allah forbid, whether the boat non-Muslim, outwardly saying they Muslim, to try and exhume the Mubarak body of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla wa Ala's Quran, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah protects you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuruddin Zanki builds a steel wall right around. Nobody can go in. Inside that you go, you will find Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who ruled this Ummah from 99 to 101. He put another wall, a pentagon. He put a wall, five, pentagon, five sides. He said, I'm putting this pentagon so that it must not resemble the Kaaba Musharrafa. So outside you got the green wall, inside you got the steel wall, inside that you got the pentagon, inside that you got Jidari Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the room of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Inside that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, no sense wasting time with World Cup cricket and soccer and all this, all shaitan business this. Learn about Makkah, Medina, learn about Masjid al-Aqsa. You go there, your journey will become much more meaningful. You will know in front of who are we standing. My last message to all of you who are going for Hajj and Umrah, remember, go with love and respect. Today it has become a carnival attitude. People are standing in front of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They got their cell phone and selfies and videos. Do we know what we are doing? لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. You show the slightest disrespect to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all your actions are decimated, destroyed. We go for Hajj, we come back without actions. Because we are busy with a cell phone, we are busy with the videos. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. No person can be successful except if you have adab and respect. And no person will be unsuccessful except when he has bi adbi. Haram Sharif, Makkah, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa. Do you know what Quran says? Anywhere in the world you make intention of a vice, Allah don't take us to task. But in the haram in Makkah, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. People are watching movies, people are watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, some stupid soccer match. What you doing? If you make intention of a vice in the haram, Allah says, I will unleash a terrible punishment for you. But we involve in the vices ourselves. So inshallah, tomorrow between 2 o'clock to 4, we'll be here in the same venue inshallah. And all of you who are going for Hajj, brothers, sisters, brothers in the masjid, or sisters in the classrooms, and inshallah, you can get the lessons regarding Hajj. And my book on Hajj and Umrah Q&A, we'll give it out to all the brothers free of charge who are going for Hajj this year. Not to everybody now, but those brothers going for Hajj this year. So inshallah, tomorrow 2 to 4, it'll be live on various radios, Salam Media, Sirius FM, Radio Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, and inshallah we make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala protects the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, and may Almighty Allah make us his mehman and the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah Muhammad Ridwan will perform the khutbah and salat. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.